Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 181 of the Classic Podcast here for our BSPs. And it's time for Rudy Canoza. Yes, Rudy with the foghorn, Rudy with the Yukau, Rudy with his import-export business in his lingerie business. It's Rudy Canoza in this episode talking with me about Vicente Fox, who was the former president of Mexico, telling George Bush how it's going to be and how the Mexican laborer taught the white woman how to clean her kid's diaper, taught the white farmer how to pick vegetables, and basically just kind of taught us all how to do what we do. So let's listen to Rudy Canoza stir it up and piss everybody off here with episode 181 of the Classic Podcast.
Rudy Canoza joins us from Jetam, which is his lingerie store in on Ventura Boulevard. All right, you're originally from South America, but you talk to your customers about this immigrant issue vis-a-vis President Bush and President Fox, that President Bush is going to legitimize
yes.
the migrants
that is correct.
In the United States.
And, you know, I lost the sale the other day, Philly, in my store because a woman I was helping made a statement. We were talking politics, and I like to talk politics, especially with women, because they are sometimes so delightfully innocent. And she said, the Mexican people should be grateful to America because Americans have built such a wealthy country. And I should not have done it, but I couldn't help myself. I burst out laughing.
You started laughing?
Yes, that's such a stupid and naive statement. But as an immigrant businessman, I feel it's my duty to help educate people. As Vicente Fox has finally educated this guy Bush.
Why did you laugh, and what did you mean Fox educated Bush?
Well, it's not difficult to see. America is a wealthy country today because of the millions of Mexican immigrants who work here. But the Mexicans are better off because of America. The Mexican worker, it's not the Mexicans who are better off. The Mexican worker comes here, takes care of the baby that the white woman doesn't want to take care of, cleans the home that the white woman does not know how to clean, picks the vegetables for the white farmer who has does not have a clue as to how to pick a vegetable or harvest.
Well, I'm not disagreeing that immigrants have been a very big part of America, sure.
Well, that's something else that I want to mention. You say immigrants. This misnomer that Italian immigrants, Irish immigrants, Russian immigrants had an equal hand in building America, which I'm glad to educate you is not true. The Mexican immigrant has been the single most important immigrant in America. He has done more work, all kinds of work, than any other immigrant. Let's remember that Mexico knows America very well, since a very large portion of it used to be about Mexico.
All right. Okay, we can argue this, Rudy. You know, you're telling a woman, you burst out laughing at a woman in your store today when she said that the Mexican workers here should be grateful they're in America.
Well, I did. I should not have done it. It's not professional. But I couldn't help but laugh at this woman who says, you know, like so many of the women who come to my store, oh, the Mexican is. I laughed at her. I said, you are. And I'm thinking to myself, she's very beautiful. She's a young lady who comes to my store a lot. But I'm thinking, stupid. It's a stupid little cow to say this because she's
a stupid cow?
Well, she's. Look, I love to look at the women and to laugh with them and to talk business with them. And they come out the lingerie and I'll say, you look lovely. And there's a Latin kind of a Latin habit they might have when they say a beautiful woman. They'll say, la 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 la. You know, to let her know she's beautiful. And so this is the level that I speak to the women on. But when they begin to tell me about Mexican politics, or if they try to tell me about Latin American politics, especially when it has to do with the immigrant situation, I have to laugh at this. I have to laugh. She's like a cow, you know. She's like
all right. In your country, you may refer to women as pigs and cows, right?
Well, no. You are not understanding the context.
Well, it's hard for me to hear you say that the woman was like a stupid pig, and not think it's negative.
It's not. It's not negative from the standpoint. We use it in a completely different context.
All right. So I'm not understanding it in terms of culture.
Not understanding in terms of culture, not understanding in terms of the grasp of the situation. It's not to say this is a bad person, but her grasp of a political conversation that we were having was as good as a cow might have. But it's not to say she's stupid, but she does not have a grasp of the situation.
All right, so the women come into your store, and you, but let's get on to the broader picture of the issue of immigration. You're saying that Vincente Fox talked to Bush and set him straight.
I think it was just a matter of saying to Bush, look, let me explain to you the Mexican immigrant. You take him out of the mix in America, you don't have a country. You know, Vincente Fox is a good deal taller than Bush, and you can well imagine what happened. He probably walked up to Bush when they were finally meeting. Most probably put a finger in his chest and said, in no uncertain terms, this is the president of Mexico talking. You are going to legitimize the millions of Mexicans currently in America, or you're going to suffer the consequence of an open border, which no American wants.
And an American border being that we're just virtually, we cannot check the immigration.
We'll not be able to check the immigration. It's just a matter of saying the word, if you will. It's not that Vincente Fox would do that, but all you have to say is, you know what, we did our best, the Americans, and again, this is the context I use, the Americans are like pigs, they're like cows, they don't understand, and the border becomes open.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, you really think that Vincente Fox put his finger in President Bush's chest and said, this is how it's going
to
be?
I think that President Bush had no choice but to accept Vincente Fox demand.
Well, it's hard to imagine you believing that America's success is entirely due to the Mexican immigrant, though. We have had hundreds of years. Let me finish here for a minute. Hundreds of years of a variety of different immigrants. I know you said the Mexican immigrant is the most important. We have had native-born people.
Let me tell you, so can I interrupt? I see these women every day coming into my shop to buy some piece of lingerie. And while there is a baby at home crying, here is this cow trying on the lingerie.
And for the benefit of our audience, when you say cow, you mean she doesn't have a grasp of politics?
No, it's not to say she's a bad woman.
No, I know that, but when you say a woman is a cow...
She has the grasp, the political grasp of the cow, yes. So this cow is in my store to buy her lingerie, to buy some garter belt to wear for a boyfriend or a man, maybe a boyfriend, even though she's married to another man. I don't know what the cow wants to do, but she's in my home, she's in my store, and at home is her baby crying for its milk. Unless there is a nanny there, and that is a Mexican nanny taking care of the cow's child. I see this every day in my store. It is difficult for me, Phil, because I love my customers, but sometimes I can't help but think of them as these pigs who let the Mexicans pick the celery and the tomatoes and the cucumbers, that they will have them, that they will then have their Mexican cook up for them after the Mexican cleaning woman cleaned their house and the Mexican nanny picked each other from school. Well, the pig, this cow is here trying on her garter belt for the filth that she will engage in later on.
What do you mean, filth?
Well, I don't mean that, but share sexual practices, which are none of my business. But, and again, these women that come out to the store, to let them know that they are attractive, even though in my mind, many of them are cows for what they do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Rudy Canoza, who owns Le Jetem Lingerie in Sherman Oaks. You're calling America, basically what you're saying is America is nowhere without the Mexican immigrant because they do so much of our work.
Yeah, because they do so much of the work. They do almost all of the vital farm work is done by Mexican immigrants. All of the service work in the restaurants is done by Mexican immigrants. All of the where they work for a day labor is done by Mexican immigrants. In the horse racing industries, and so much is done by Mexicans. It's just funny to hear American women think that is the Americans who helped the Mexicans, when it is the Mexicans who built this country, who taught American women how to be a mother, who taught with them.
That is, to me, is hyperbole.
No, they taught American women how to be. They taught the American farmer how to recognize a vegetable. The American farmers are walking through the out there looking as, what is this, celery? Or what, you know, and so the Mexican has to tell him.
This is hyperbole. You're telling me American farmers wouldn't know celery?
They have a Mexican to say, how come you see? Jose, what is this? Senor, that is a radish. Thank you. These pigs don't know it. So Bush, again, knew what he had to do. Sit down with the president of Mexico keep his mouth shut and let Vicente Fox say to him, you, little man, you will...
I don't think one leader of a country talks to another that way.
I'm speaking figuratively.
Okay.
But you will open the borders. You will let the Mexican in, or there will be an open border.
All right. That's the story from at least one immigrant businessman, Rudy Canoza, operating Jetam here on Ventura Boulevard. Bush has allowed the legitimization of Mexican immigrants because he had no choice. He was told he had to by Fox, and frankly, America wouldn't be anything. Americans wouldn't know how to pick vegetables or take care of their own kids were it not for Mexican immigrants. 1-800-449-8686 to weigh in tonight on The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Won't float without pontoons. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Excuse me, I'm coughing. It's really not a cold, it's an allergy. Anyway, Rudy Canoza is with me. You've been dealing with this cold, Rudy?
We had it around the store, and some of the people that work for me have had it. I've always had the problems with allergies, but I think the worst is over for us.
All right, we're talking about the immigrant issue. As it was discussed by President Fox and President Bush, you're an immigrant yourself, Mr. Canoza. You feel that the Mexican immigrant does such vital work here in America that Fox pretty much dictated to Bush what was going to happen.
Absolutely, yes. Because Bush is going to have to know which side, to use the term that you use a lot, which side of the bread the butter is on. The Mexicans are here to stay. You will never get the Mexican out. He's doing the work today that Americans... In a pig-like way, will not do. The cow that comes to my store, the way that...
the American woman referred to as a cow is...
This is not negative. What I'm saying again, Philly, she is not educated politically. If an American woman tries to speak politics with me, Rudy must laugh. I look at her and she says, Rudy, I want to speak politics. I will look at her and I say, you are too beautiful to speak politics. And I'll go, la, 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 la. And I say, put on the lingerie. And just be the cow that you are, because you know you have a child at home that a Mexican is taking care of. You know you're going to feed a salad tonight to your husband that a Mexican picked. You know that perhaps your daughter will come home tonight after a Mexican has had his hands on your daughter. You don't know. Be a cow. But if you must be a cow that recognizes which pasture you are in. And this is the point that Rudy makes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Vicente Fox told Bush, open up the borders, let the Mexicans in, and Bush has no choice but to say yes. Here is George. George, go ahead. You're on the line with Rudy Canoza.
Rudy Canoza.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
I'm from Pennsylvania. Where do you get off calling the American woman a cow?
But it's not the negative.
Hold it.
It's not the negative. It is a positive.
Not just a minute. I'm a little older than you. I'm a veteran out of World War II. So don't set that stuff in the American tone.
Mexicans
also,
do
don't you don't you
fight.
Down
we
the
are
American
lovers.
President.
We are lovers. We are not
You
fighters.
Are lovers. That's exactly. Well, why don't you go back to Mexico and while all them cows and pigs down there.
I would love to do that, but the American people need the help.
Why don't
they need
you
Mexicans.
Do it?
No, we can't. If we leave, you won't know what to do. Americans do not know what to do without the Mexican. No.
Listen to me. Yes.
The American doesn't know what to do without the Mexican taking
you
care
are,
of their child.
Where the hell you, what planet did you come off of? What planet did you come off of?
I come from the planet Earth, the same way I presume
what
that
Earth?
You come from.
What Earth? You mean the
well, what
dirt
planet
earth
are you
scout?
From? You are an old man.
I'm an old man.
Time
hey,
is
sonny.
Passing you by.
Listen.
The American woman is a pig, not because she is fat, but because she does not know how to raise her baby without the
you
Mexican
are
baby.
Out of your mind.
And the Mexican...
You are out of your mind.
Do you eat lettuce?
Hey, listen.
Do you eat
I
lettuce?
I eat lettuce and I plant
right.
it and I've done everything
no,
with
no,
it.
No.
Let
You've
me tell you something,
by the
my
iceberg
friend.
Lettuce and the Romaine lettuce.
Will you let somebody else say
yeah,
something
Rudy,
for a change?
Go ahead. Let George talk, Rudy, and then we'll hear your comment.
But the man's not made any sense.
What do you mean I haven't made any sense?
You've been blathering on like an old man.
What do you mean? You're the guy who keeps blathering.
I think you had a brain problem there.
Brain? Bubblehead?
Did you get
I have a college degree. What do you have?
Did you get shot in the head by a German in World War II?
I wish you would come in here over to Allentown, Pennsylvania. I'd shoot you in the head. I'd work you over in the ring, my dear friend.
You are like a pig. You can't talk. You must threaten. You must threaten people.
All right, look, is anybody here? Hold on. This is Phil. You guys have got to start making sense, or we got to move on here. You're both threatening each other.
This pig is going up and
saying,
hold on. Go ahead,
George. American that made this country was a European white American, for your information. And you can you can bank on
it's
that, and you
true.
Can talk to Michael Savage about that.
That is
and
a lie.
And he'll tell you who
lie.
Built this country.
Michael Savage would put his own people in a boxcar to Auschwitz. You know
look,
that as well as I do.
That's the way you people should come
God.
Into this country in a boxcar.
I believe that Michael Savage would have put his own people in a boxcar to Auschwitz. But, George, if it wasn't for the Mexican, you would not know the difference between celery and a branch
I don't
of a
know
fir tree.
Them here. I don't see many of them here in Pennsylvania.
You would be brushing your teeth with a fir tree branch were it not for the Mexican.
Brushing my teeth
with all right, hold on. Can we agree on this,
hey, look, the good
can we agree on
the
this?
Good Mexicans don't want people
can
like
we,
you.
Can we agree on this, that the Mexican does, Mexican immigrant picks lettuce?
Well, George doesn't believe it because he reads fairy tales. He thinks people,
I got news for you.
He does not even read a newspaper.
I picked lettuce. I worked in cesspools. Did you ever work in a cesspool?
If it's a good job for you.
Oh, it's a good job for you.
Yeah, okay, look. All right, thanks a lot.
You are nothing but a pig. You see, a pig who talks about the Mexican.
Hey.
If you were in front of me right now, I would slap your face.
You'd slap
you
my
lie.
Face. You could try, my friend.
My friend.
You
I would
could
slap
try.
You for insulting the Mexican people the way you're.
No, wait a minute, Rudy. You've insulted the American people. The women are cows. The women are pigs. They can't take care of their babies. You know,
the Mexican today is in America taking care of the American baby. And do you know why? Because the pig is in my store trying on my lingerie.
Hey.
George, do you have children?
Yes, I have five of them.
Who raised them?
Yeah, who? My wife. My wife raised them.
That's
and
a
I
lie.
I come from a family of 12.
That's a lie.
Don't call the man a liar. You don't know whether he's lying.
My grandfather come from Europe. He had
Europe.
11 children of his own. Now don't you
today,
tell
me
Mexican I'm a liar.
Today, the Mexican immigrant runs everything. The Russian immigrant, he does not know a thing.
Look, my European
all right,
immigrant.
George, thank you. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Gina, because Gina's of Hispanic ancestry. Correct, Gina?
Yes, that's correct.
Go right ahead, ma'am.
First of all, I want to tell you that I'm very educated, articulate, and I'm calling, and I have a lot of respect.
Of course,
so
you're
I would
a Latin
appreciate,
woman.
I would appreciate being shown the same respect by being allowed to speak my opinion and my piece and not being interrupted the way the gentleman prior to me was interrupted. And
of course, I would love to
free,
let you,
okay?
Because you're a Mexican
you.
Woman, I will let you.
Thank you. Please show me the same respect, okay, please?
Of course I will.
Okay, thank you very much. And again, people don't always agree. But people don't always have to agree, okay?
Right, good point. Can I ask the caller, though? I want to ask Rudy, what is that foghorn?
That is it's like a door chime here in the store. When we've had to have some customers come in. I'm sorry.
All right. Go ahead, Gina.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes, I am of Mexican heritage. My ancestors on my father's side. My ancestors on my father's side of are all of Hispanic heritage.
Is this going to take
on my
long,
mother's
Gina?
Side. Yes.
Would you continue, Gina? Go ahead. Please, Rudy.
I didn't know if she was going to start giving a resume. I want to speak politics, okay?
Okay.
You know,
so
my thought,
you know, I don't believe for one minute
Gina,
that...
you're not a pig because you're Mexican. You are beautiful. And
I do not believe for one minute that the American people would not be where they are if it was not for the Mexican person. I was not raised by a babysitter. I was not grown up being taught that you need to be raised by Mexican people. I've learned everything I've learned through American people. My father fought in the war here. My brothers served in the war here. I don't believe for one minute that President Bush was ordered to do what he did.
But you know, Gina,
I'm not in love. I'm not in love with President Bush.
But you know, Gina, that Vicente Fox is a man. He's macho. He's most macho. And he says to him, listen, you little piece of... I would have loved to have been there. Do you know the difference between celery and a fir tree branch? Yes, you do. You know why? Because you're Mexican.
I did not call.
All right, hold on, Gene. I got to take a break here. 1-800. I'm awfully sorry to the caller, but I got a break. 1-800-449.
Let me tell you about.
Shut up, please, sir.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza talking about Vicente Fox ordering President Bush to legitimize Mexican immigrants in America. True or false? The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up on our show, Justin McElroy, who is a high school senior, writes for his high school newspaper. He got his article banned from the student paper. It was called, well, the article's called Just Be a Mom, Not a Piece of Ass. It's a really controversial thing for a high school student to write. Right now we have Rudy Canoza on the line with us from Los Angeles. He is talking with us about the Mexican immigrant status in this country being the product of a basically Vicente Fox telling Bush this is how it's going to be, and that the American people would be nowhere as a country without Mexican immigrants. And thank you, Rudy, for hanging on.
And the other point I want to make, Phil, is you asked me about this at the door chime here. At our store here, as you tell, we have a joke that we play on some of our customers that they come. The women are a little bit heavy. We will play this foghorn to let our staff know, you know, this is a lady going to need some extra help. That's all. So when you hear that, please forgive me.
So you're hitting a foghorn for overweight customers?
Yes, it's a joke as a way of saying, here comes a lady. Yes. Over to the second aisle. Yes. It's a way to say to them, you know, welcome, and you're going to need, we will give you extra assistance.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Roxanne, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Rudy Canoza. Roxanne?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. I'm wondering, you said that America owes all of its wealth and everything to the Mexican immigrant.
Yes, of course.
Why haven't the Mexicans been able to make their own country a first world nation?
Well, we have, because America is part of Mexico in a way. If you look at California...
Okay, but the part
Texas,
that's not Mexico, the part that's not Mexico is a third world country.
The fifth largest economy in the world is California. This has been made by the Mexican people.
Well, what about Mexico?
So Mexico is doing great, but it needs
to
have more.
Then why are the people coming here?
Because there's lots of money to be made.
Why aren't they making money in Mexico?
Well, because this is the place to be.
Because Vicente Fox isn't offering economic opportunity.
Well, the point is, Roxanne, if you knew how to take care of your children, we wouldn't have to be here.
But
and as long as we are here, we can take care of the children that the American women don't know how to take care of. We can mow the lawns they don't know how to mow. We can pick the fruit that they don't know how to pick. The American people are wonderful people, but bright they ain't. And the thing...
Well, to say that we're stupid...
Well, I'm not saying that Americans are stupid, but they need help. If you have to go down to Mexico to find someone to take care of your child because the pig is here picking out lingerie for some disgusting sexual act that she will do with perhaps a man who is her husband, perhaps a man who is not, then I would say the cow needs to be enlightened. Until the Mexican came to America, the farmer thought the American mother didn't know her nipple was for to feed the baby. She thought it was for something for the man to play with.
Oh, that is absurd.
But if you think about it, why are there so many Mexicans taking care of American children? The American women don't know. And thank God that the people... Look at that. Look at that. See that?
Now, every time I hear that foghorn, there's a fat woman coming in the store?
Yes, sir. It's a joke we play around this time. Look at that. Because of the time, this time of year, so much food people are eating.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Francisco, go ahead.
Yes.
You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'd like to speak with Rudy, please. Hey, Rudy.
Yes, sir.
I think, you know, I'm a Mexican, but I think you're an idiot. You know why? Because the way you speak.
Oh, really?
You know, you went to college, right?
Yes, I went to school. Did you?
okay, why don't you have a good education and let the older man, when he was spoken, he was speaking to
listen
you?
Listen to me.
I'm talking to an idiot.
I'm talking to an idiot.
I don't have to listen to you.
But you know, I am more educated than you, my friend. I know this country better than you.
Would you let me talk?
I have kicked ass.
Would you let me talk?
Yeah, let Francisco talk, and then you can.
Let me talk.
But this man picked
and then
great.
You talk.
You're a lettuce
let
picker.
Me
you're
talk.
Going to
talk. Let
you
let
talk.
Me talk first, and then you talk.
Go ahead,
okay?
Sir. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Jeez. I think you're an idiot. You know why? You know why?
Are you
because
letting me
you
talk
say,
now?
You say the American ladies, the American women, they don't know how to raise their kids.
That's correct.
Woman, because my wife, she's American, and she knows how to raise my kids. They're 20 years old right now.
Because she's married to a Mexican who will have no other. You will not stand for
you know
a woman
what?
Who will not know how to raise
you know
a child.
You know what? You wrong, man. You wrong.
No.
I didn't know so many things.
The Mexican
many. So many. Will you listen to me, man?
No, but the reason why your woman
you
knows how to take care of your child
of
is because the Mexican man, he demands that the woman knows how to take care of the child. The American man, he does not demand that. He says, go get the Mexican. She will feed the baby. She will wipe the turd from the baby's pant area.
Okay.
She will, you know.
Hey, now let me talk. You talk, now I talk. Okay.
Go ahead,
okay.
Francisco.
You saying that the American women, they're cows, they don't, you know what? The American women, they are well-educated. Most of them, they're so nice. You should be grateful to live in L.A.
I want
to you know
interrupt.
Why?
Francisco, I want to interrupt. Is that many fat women coming into your store?
Right now, we've got to run, yeah. It's 8:30. We're closing at 9 o'clock.
Because every time I hear that foghorn, it's a fat woman coming in the store.
Yes, sir. I'm awfully sorry.
Will you shut the hell up, man?
Hey, listen,
polite,
you pick celery for a living. You don't
radio.
Tell a business
you,
owner what
you,
to do.
You're in the radio. Be polite.
You're the Mexican man.
You're an idiot, man. You know the Mexican, they come here.
To the pig's nipples.
You know what? You know what I hate about the Mexican that they come here, the women? You know what that I hate? They go to welfare. They come here, they get pregnant, they got so many kids, they go to welfare.
You're talking
man.
About your
the
wife,
American
not mine.
Women,
all right, thanks. He sounds like a self-hating Mexican, huh?
Oh, you find a lot of these self-hating Mexicans. They want to come here. The first thing they want to do is to get rid of the cowboy hat and the cowboy boot. They want to begin to dance to this filth, Madonna, who's nothing more than a cow. Then they don't, because I remember when I grew up, and they run so grande, you know, the concertina, the mariachi,
Well, I'm a great, I love Mexico.
You're a cow that goes there to drink the tequila.
Don't call me a cow. I go down there because I appreciate that country. Here is Christy. Go ahead. Christy, go ahead.
Oh, hi.
Yes, hi.
I'm a first-time caller, Phil,
oh,
but I had
God.
To take this opportunity. I've raised my own children. All of my friends have raised their own children. I
Are
have
you
not
Mexican?
Known one person who has ever had a Mexican immigrant raising their children for them quite successfully.
Are you Mexican?
No.
And
I'm
you've
not.
Raised, and you have
I've
raised...
had no Mexicans raising my family.
Do
and
you
let
have
me tell
Mexican?
You something. I just spent about 2 weeks down in Mexico at Christmas time, and I saw how your kids are raised in Mexico, and it's really
you come to
poor.
To put down
we
our
were
people,
building houses,
but you don't
charity.
Mind going down there.
We
too.
Were feeding your children. We were these kids that are raised so well by Mexican women and Mexican parents were starving. They had no clothes. They had
because
no food.
Because the American government
they
has
no
cut
shoes.
Them off from food. It is the Americans' fault that my children starve.
Wait
oh,
a second.
Please.
How do you figure that?
Because
no,
America
we were bringing
had
food
that
in.
Good,
we had to smuggle, by the way, because your
Johnny
government
Green
is
Giant.
So corrupt.
I am a true Latin man. I wear black. Oh, you think that's funny, huh? Why
I think
do,
you
they,
need to wear the cowbell.
You know something? Why do the cows love me when they come in to try on the lingerie? Because they know that I'm a gentleman. And
well, they wouldn't know it if they knew you were calling
them. I wouldn't know it at all. I would say that you're a pig.
Christy,
a chauvinistic pig.
If you met me and we were able to have some one-on-one, you would recognize that I have a knowledge of the world that far surpasses any man you have ever known. And I would look at you and I would say, la la, which is my way of saying you are lovely.
You wouldn't get the chance.
Really?
Yes.
If a man looks at you and he says, Christy, you don't think that that...
Well, sir, what we're talking about now is politics, not whether a woman's attractive or not.
All right.
I have a problem. Let me tell you something. If you have been totally oblivious to what our president has been doing, you would see that he is not going to be a coward to any tyrant, whether it's Fox, whether it's Saddam Hussein, whether it's any world tyrant. And Fox is a tyrant to his own country.
Well, I happen to agree with what Christie said.
How dare you?
Oh, it's dead on.
Speak of my country.
No, that's absolutely what's
but
wrong.
Bush, the
Mexican
is not
people.
He's not going to be a coward to your world leader.
George Bush was told by Vicente Fox in no uncertain terms he will open the border.
I don't care what he was told.
Your cows need to have our nanny. I am a true Latin man. I wear black boots, the tight pants.
Good for you.
And you're not impressed.
I'm
you're not
happy
impressed.
For you. You
what
want
if
to go
I
down said to you want to go spend some time in Cotty, Mexico, and why don't you donate your black boots to some kid who doesn't have any?
I don't give up my heritage like so many Mexicans who come to this country
well,
to get rid of their cowboy hat.
These are the children that you're telling us that are raised so well.
Christy, I would show you how to make your breasts dance.
Will you shut your mouth?
You're a pig.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
And because you can't argue what you're trying to argue, you can't argue intelligently with me about this because
no.
You have no defense.
I have.
So
I've
defense.
Told you. I've told you. And all you've been able to do is insult my
women.
Country. You insult my country. I've told you all of my
I'm
reasons.
Not insulting your country.
Yes, you say that
I
we starve our children.
I'm sorry for the people that live in your country.
You say we starve our children, and yet we come to America to take care of your filthy brats. Okay?
No,
and
my
we come
children
to your country.
Are not filthy. My children are just fine.
You're
you need to get a clue.
And rape their own teachers and stick up men in liquor stores and these kinds of things, American children.
And meanwhile, you got a foghorn going off because every fat woman that comes to the store has got to be humiliated.
It's fun. I'm having some fun.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I don't buy the foghorn thing personally, Phil. But
well, I wear a green cummerbund and open pirate shirt.
Some serious issues.
Well, you know, Christy, let me just say to you, blue. Now, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's real sexy, man.
Why don't you get a better education next time you want to come on a show, a talk show, so that you can really discuss the issues?
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that Phi Beta Kappas are on radio talk shows? Phil, you get that one?
Oh, so in other words, we're all idiots.
No, you're not idiots. This is not the McLaughlin Group, though. I've come on your program, and what, do I got to have a master's degree to talk
no,
on this stupid
no,
show?
But and instead of talking
look
to me with a sexual undertone and talk to me about the issues, you're saying that we can't raise our kids.
Will you turn that foghorn off?
I was just down in Mexico at Christmas time building houses for those kids who didn't have a home.
Well, Christy, let me be the first to say then, punch the ticket on your way out. The Padre will get you to heaven. Aren't you just a good little girl? Jesus. There goes another fat pig into my store, and I'm supposed to kiss your ass.
Don't kiss my ass.
All right, look, I gotta
go.
I
did it for kids, not for anybody like you.
Look at that, one fat slob after another coming into my store.
You sound like one of them.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Look at that, one after the other, one after the other. Fat. And do you think anybody gives a sweet holy Jesus? Look at that.
All right, let me... Oh, come on, man!
I can't do anything about it!
Donita, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to let him know that he is the poorest representative of his nationality I have ever heard in my life.
Are you Mexican?
No, I'm American. My husband is from Mexico. My children are both Mexican-American.
See?
My daughter is more intelligent than you. She's bilingual at 2 years old. And she's a better representative of her nationality.
Do you speak Spanish, Mr. Canoza?
Yes, no. I do.
Not you, Donita. Do you, Mr. Canoza?
No, I don't.
Why?
Oh, I forgot.
You forgot?
I have been speaking Spanish for 3 years because I chose to, not from my husband, but from other people,
but
from the dictionaries and everything else.
Yes,
and you're telling me
of course.
That I'm a better representative of your culture than
no,
what?
You speak Spanish so you can order around the Mexican pool boy and the gardeners. That's
no,
first of all,
I have 15 acres with a boarding business. I'm the one outside cleaning stalls. I'm the one out mowing the lawn while my husband works so we can pay for our home.
Get the foghorn. See, these foghorns are driving me nuts, Danita.
I'm sorry.
Turn it off, please. God.
Okay, you want Spanish? No quiero Taco Bell. There, you happy? Good, sweet God. You know, Donita, your daughter is learning to speak Spanish so that when she is older and she becomes an American cow, she can tell all the Mexicans where to put the potted palm and how
yeah,
much fertilizer to put.
She's bilingual? You know why she's bilingual? And the same with my
8-year-old
son.
Because you forced her to be.
No, I don't. My daughter loves speaking Spanish, and she's going to have a lot more opportunities in this world than even somebody that claims to be Mexican like you.
Look, you know the only Mexican your daughter will need to know is dos más tequila.
No, the only important Mexican that she needs to know is her familia, como su papá y su mamá y su abuelas también. Nada como tú.
Hey.
You know what? I think you are. I think you are actually intelligent. I think you have a degree in ignorancy.
When your husband comes home from work, does he say, Donita, I'm home, just like Ricky Ricardo? That's what I say I hate about life.
And first of all, you dumbass, Ricky Ricardo was not from Mexico.
I know, but it's the same thing.
I know, but
they take you white women.
I forgot all you Hispanics look the same, right? And all you Negroes, right? That's
you know,
ignorant.
Donita, if you knew what was right for your daughter, you would teach her how to be a nanny. You would teach her how to be a nanny than teach the pig to put the baby to the nipple.
No, you wouldn't. I would teach her to whoop people's butt like you.
The only Mexican Spanish your daughter will ever need to know is dos tequila, mas sin salte, and not, you know, like, and do you have the chimichanga today? Jesus! Why am I the only...
Okay, would you knock it up? Donita, thank you.
You are so welcome.
You know, bilingual is terrific for kids, learning another language. And I told my daughter, I said, I'd like her to...
Can I go now?
Would you just shut up for a minute? I told my daughter I'd love her to learn Spanish, mm-hmm. living in California the way we do, especially. So I believe...
I'm sorry, it was another fat woman.
All right, thanks. Anyway, Donita, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you very much.